A near-record loss of sea ice. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. Despite a relatively cool summer in the far north, the Arctic Ocean's sea ice cover continued to shrink. But Julianne Struva with the National Snow and Ice Data Center says the extent of sea ice in the far north this month wasn't quite small enough to break the record set in 2012.
But it still melted out quite a bit, and we ended up as the second lowest, tied with 2007.
The so-called minimum sea ice extent in 07 was at that time the lowest since satellite monitoring began in 1979, covering an average of 1.65 million square miles. That's about 2.5 times the size of Alaska and about 5 million square miles less than last year's minimum extent.
If the weather patterns had been what they were in 2007, we'd likely have had a new record low.
Struva says a couple of powerful cyclones that churned around the high Arctic last month moved sea ice around and complicated efforts to measure its extent.
Some of that ice got pushed into the southern part of the Chukchi Sea, and the ice loss that we saw at the beginning of September really was from that region.
Struva says this year's minimum extent was largely due to the exceptionally warm winter in the Arctic, part of a trend that's resulted in 14 consecutive months of record-setting average high temperatures worldwide. The warm Arctic winter limited the formation of sea ice so much that this year's maximum extent, measured in March, was the smallest maximum ever recorded. She says that's likely why this year's sea ice minimum is about the same as 2007's, even though that year's summer was much warmer than this year.
So this summer is definitely ranking among one of the cooler summers, and yet you still have, you know, the second lowest sea ice extent on record.
Struva says it shows that weather is a short-term phenomenon that's occurring at the same time larger, longer-term changes are taking place in the Arctic.
Whether it's a record this year or the year before isn't maybe as newsworthy as just the fact that we're on this long-term decline, and we're going to see an Arctic Ocean that's ice-free in summers in the near future.
Experts predict the polar ice cap could disappear during summers within the next few decades. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.